And it's time now for our regular segment, Words You'll Hear. This is where we try to understand stories we'll be hearing in the coming days by analyzing some of the specific words we'll undoubtedly hear in those stories. So, what are two crucial words you're going to hear this week? Art and Barry, help us out here.
April Fools.
Yes, thank you. April Fools. These are two of NPR's most senior producers, Art Silverman from All Things Considered, welcome.
Hey.
And Barry Gordimer from Morning Edition.
Welcome. Just means we're old, that's all.
And they've helped create an ancient tradition here at NPR. They create a story every year that's pure fiction. I mean, it's completely outrageous. And they slip it in with real stories on All Things Considered or Morning Edition. And it is up to you, the listeners, to catch it. And we hope some of you have actually been suckered in by these stories. All right, let's start with you. What's one of your favorite ones?
Well, and not to take all the credit, I arrived here when colleagues had already been doing this, and many of them inspired me. And I decided to, I think, raise it to another level by making the parodies actually be criticisms of things that NPR was doing that we did too much. And I think my favorite is a piece I did that mirrored and poked fun at a piece that Noah Adams and I did about maple sugar harvesting on this very program years ago. So my theory was, what if these trees weren't being tapped? Wouldn't the pressure build up? And I created a piece about exploding maple trees and the injuries they cause and the harm this is doing to people in Vermont and New England.
An untapped tree is a time bomb ready to go off.
Watch it. Be careful there.
Untapped maple trees can explode like gushers, causing injury and sometimes death. If untended, quiet stands of nature's sweeteners can turn into spindly demons of destruction.
And part of it is, what I enjoy doing, you know, the listener, some people got fooled. We try to keep it just at the level of being possible.
And Barry Gordimer, what's one of your favorites?
Well, I have to say, I can't take credit for the one which is my favorite. This was done by a group of great brains on Morning Edition, and this was an idea called 3D eye surgery. So 3D movies are really popular, but the worst part about them, you have to wear these big, bulky 3D glasses.
Totally.
They're uncomfortable. They're not a good fashion
statement. They're probably dirty, even though they say they're not.
Right, right. So we had a story about a doctor who had come up with surgery so you would not need the 3D glasses. You could just see them with your naked eye.
Seeing Romeo and Juliet without those horrible glasses was life-changing. There are no words to describe it.
There are still some kinks to work out.
Some patients have complained of blurred vision when they are not looking at 3D screens. So we're actually working now on some special corrective lenses that will allow our patients to see real life normally.
So there have been other great stories. There was the one about how the Reagan administration had decided to sell Arizona to Canada. Some people believe that. A story about Nixon had decided to run again in 1992. People were outraged. How can he run a third time? It's unconstitutional. What does it take for listeners to be completely gullible?
In the case of the 3D eye surgery, it was played completely straight. It sounded like a standard NPR report, nothing to clue us in. And we got so much angry email because people really bought it.
My theory is you should start to slowly give it away. So by the end, the doubts arise until you reach a crescendo of absurdity in which the listener is no longer necessarily fooled.
Yeah, and we may have not done that well. We did put a line at the end that this surgery would be more available on April 1st, but I think it was probably too subtle.
So folks, don't say we didn't warn you. That was Morning Edition producer Barry Gordimer, All Things Considered producer Art Silverman. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And now an important alert. April is not just for practical jokes. It's also Poetry Month. So with that in mind, we are asking for your poems, not pranks, poems, rhyming couplets, sonnets, limericks, prose. We want to hear it all. So please tweet your poetry to NPRATC. Use the hashtag NPRPoetry. And each weekend, we'll read a few of the submissions on the air. Happy tweeting.